Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on.
George, have you seen my help center folder? George!
What?
Have you seen my file folder?
Wheezy, I can barely see you.
What's the matter?
I'm tired, that's what's the matter. I wish you'd tell that Ruthie not to stop calling all hours of the night.
George, she only called twice.
Oh, yeah, once at 1:30 and again at 4. I couldn't tell if I was sleeping with you or Ma Bell.
Oh, hello? Oh, hi, Ruthie. Ruthie, I don't have time to talk now. I've got to get down to the help center. Sure. Well, I should be there in about 20 minutes. Great. I'll see you then. Bye.
What does she want this time?
George, for some reason, I'm the only one on the suicide hotline that Ruthie has opened up to.
Oh, Wheezy, but she's becoming a pest. And the only way to handle the pest is just to come right out and tell them to get lost.
Well, you're right, George. Get lost. Oh, Florence, I'm sorry the telephone kept you up last night.
Oh, that's okay. I was up anyway. I was reading a new Western romance story, Passion in the Cactus.
Passion in the Cactus?
It's all about this bounty hunter who falls in love with the sheriff's wife, but the only place they can meet without getting caught is in a cactus patch.
Well, how'd it turn out?
Painful.
Oh, well, I better get to work.
Wheezy, today is Saturday. Nobody's supposed to work on Saturday.
Well, George, if you feel that way, how come you usually work on Saturday?
I'm supposed to. The man works so the wife don't have to.
Lord, I got to get me a man.
Look, Wheezy, since today's my day off, I figure we spend some time together.
You mean you staying here all day?
That's right.
Then I ain't. You can use some help at the center, can't you?
Of course.
Good, I'll only be a minute.
Hey, that's great. Everybody's going to the help center. Center this, center that. What about me? What am I supposed to do?
Well, you could clean up a little. I hate coming home to a messy house.
George, I'll be home as early as I can. I promise.
Tally ho! Oh!
Bentley, what are you doing on roller skates?
Right now, about 3 miles an hour.
Bentley, get off me!
I'm sorry, Mr. J, but I'm not used to having wheels on my feet.
And I ain't used to having a honky on my back.
I was wondering if you'd like to come skating with me.
Skating? No way.
Oh, go ahead, George. You wanted someone to play with.
Oh, come on, Mr. J. We'd make a fabulous team. Just like Fred and Ginger, Steve and Edie,
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Look, you two, have fun. Come on, Florence.
Oh, look on the bright side, Mr. Jefferson. If you slip while you're skating, you ain't got far to fall.
Well, what do you say, Mr. J.? We can stop and buy you a pair of skates on the way to the park.
Forget it, Bentley. I'm staying here.
Oh, but I hate to skate alone. Who'll compliment me on my grace? Who'll admire my form? Who'll pick me up?
Bentley, look, skating is for kids.
Well, I suppose you're right. You probably are too old for it.
Say what?
Oh, I don't mean old as in old, old. I mean old as in elderly.
Look, I'm young enough to skate rings around anybody.
Sure you are.
Okay, I'll prove it to you. I go get changed.
Whatever you say.
I say, let's go skating. Tricked me, didn't you, Bentley?
Yes. But I couldn't have done it without your help.
Okay, Mrs. Simpson, now where have you been staying?
On 38th Street.
In a hotel?
No, just on 38th Street. Excuse me, I'm redecorating.
But you can't spend every day living out of a shopping cart.
This may look like a shopping cart to you, but I think of it as my Winnebago.
Okay, we'll find your place to stay. Just go over there and she'll take care of you.
Thank you. You've been so nice. Here, I want you to have this.
Oh, a fork? Thank you. Oh, hi, Louise.
Hi, Helen.
Lawrence, what brings you down here?
Oh, I just thought it'd be nice to get out of the house.
George is home today.
You got it.
Helen, I'm expecting Ruthie Graham. Would you let me know when she gets here?
Oh, sure, Louise.
You got anything for me to do?
Oh, well, do you think you can file these?
Sure, I could. Oh. You know, a maid and a secretary have a lot in common.
They do?
Mm-hmm. One, you wear out your feet, and the other one wears out her seat.
So, here you are, Mr. Cassidy. Thank you. I tell you, I think a documentary on the suicide hotline is a great idea. I'll get Mrs. Jefferson.
Fine, I'll just look around. Excuse me, miss. Can I talk to you about suicide?
You want to kill yourself?
Kill myself?
That's what I was afraid of.
No, miss.
Look, believe me, things will get better.
Nothing's wrong.
Ignoring the problem won't help.
I don't have a problem.
There you go again. Look, you got a lot to live for. Think of your children.
I don't have any children.
Then think of your wife.
I'm not married.
Well, what about your girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Lord, no wonder you want to kill yourself.
Gerald Cassidy, this is Louise Jefferson and Helen Willis.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Cassidy is a producer of Focus on New York, the local television show.
Oh. He was going to kill himself.
No, I wasn't.
Because I talked you out of it.
Well, I better get back to work. Louise will be able to answer all your questions.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Cassidy, what can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to film a documentary on your suicide hotline.
A documentary on us?
You mean to put on TV? The if you own it, you get to become a star and dip your feet in wet cement kind of TV?
Yes. I think it's important people see what you do here.
Oh, me too. And one of the most important things we do here is, what I do. File things.
I think a documentary is a great idea. We'll do whatever we can to help.
Good, good. I want to interview you at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. You mean interview me on television?
Yes.
Oh, why me?
Well, your supervisor suggested it. She said you'd been instrumental in helping several potential suicide victims.
Oh, but...
It's a great idea, Louise. It'll really help the center. Think of the exposure. Think of the publicity.
Think of the fan mail. Think of the movie office.
But I don't know anything about being on television.
Mrs. Jefferson, can I talk to you?
Oh, hi, Ruthie. I'll be with you in just a minute.
It's all very simple, Mrs. Jefferson. Besides, it's only a local broadcast with a small audience. Huh. 3 million tops.
3 million?
Well, give or take a few hundred thousand. We're up against reruns of Green Acres.
Well, if you think it'll be good for the help center.
All right, Mrs. Jefferson.
I'll be back this afternoon with a camera crew.
This afternoon? Don't you think that's a little soon?
Not really. We in TV are used to working fast. I'll see you around 2-ish.
Fine-ish.
Oh, I've got to get ready. What should I do first?
Get an agent.
Louise, the first thing you should do is relax.
Oh, but I'm going to be on television. Shouldn't I at least get my hair done?
Well, I guess you have time.
Yeah, and I better change outfits.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Huh?
Well, in case the camera swings in my direction, I want to be ready for stardom.
Oh, come on, you two. It's only a television show.
Yeah, you're right, Helen. See you in a while.
Yeah, see you later.
Hey, everybody! We're gonna be on TV!
Oh, man, Benny, we should have stayed long. I was just getting hot.
Yes, and so were all the people you knocked down.
Well, it ain't my fault they was moving so slow. Besides, I gave them all a warning, didn't I?
Yes, but I think you might have shouted something nicer than, "Move it, turkeys!"
Hey, Florence, what happened down at the Help Center? You get tired of working for nothing?
No, I'm used to that around here. I came home to change clothes because I'm going to be on television.
In what, a monster movie?
No, they're doing a TV show on the work Miss Jefferson does at the Help Center, and I'm hoping to be on it, too.
Weezy's going to be on TV? Where is she?
Oh, she'll be right up.
Wait a minute.
I ain't got a minute, child. A star is born.
Weezy's going to be on TV, ain't that something?
Yes, television. It's a fascinating industry. Why, without it, we'd never have seen the Nixon-Kennedy debates, the first man landing on the moon, the Watergate hearings, Earth's first visitor from another planet.
Visitor from another planet?
Yes, Mr. J, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised
as... Bentley, how'd you like me to bend your mouth in my bare hands, huh?
George! George, you won't believe what happened.
You're going to be on a TV show.
No, no, I'm going to be on a TV show. Who told you?
We heard it from a little bird.
Yeah, an old bat named Florence.
Congratulations, Mrs. J. I'm sure it'll bring a good deal of publicity to your help center.
Not to mention our cleaners, right, Weez? Mwah.
George, this program is for the hotline, and I'm not going to use it for anything else.
But, Weezy, you never know when my cleaning stores might come up in a conversation.
How would a cleaner's come up in a documentary about suicide?
Well, suppose a guy purposely spray-starched himself to death.
Just remember, Mrs. J, stay calm and act natural.
Right.
Forget about the lights. Forget about the camera. Forget about the millions of people who'll be staring at you.
Mr. Bentley.
But just remember, whatever you say will be recorded for all time, so be careful. I've seen people make absolute fools of themselves on television. Jabbering away and fidgeting and even biting their fingernails.
Thanks for the advice, Mr. Bentley. I've got to get ready. They're shooting this afternoon.
I'll go with you.
Oh, Mr. J, thank you for the company. I think next Saturday I'll go skating with Dolores.
Dolores? That chick you were talking to over by the water fountain? She ain't no better skater than I am.
Well, perhaps not, but when I'm falling, she'll be a lot more fun to hold on to.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, I was just leaving. Oh, Mrs. Willis, do you skate?
I guess not.
Oh, George, I've got to talk to Louise.
Well, she's in the bedroom getting ready for her TV debut.
I've got some bad news for her.
They canceled the show?
No. Ruthie Graham tried to kill herself.
Kill herself? You kidding?
No. She took a whole bottle of pills and now she's in a coma.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
I don't know how I'm going to tell Louise. I know she's going to blame herself. She thought she had Ruthie turned around.
Well, look, maybe you'll let me tell her.
Are you sure?
Well, look, Weezy's used to hearing bad news from me.
You got a point there. Thanks, George. Tell Louise I'll see you down at the Help Center.
Okay. George!
Oh, will you fasten this for me?
Sure, Weezy. Hey, Weezy, look, there's something I gotta tell you.
Now, before you say anything, I want to let you know I'm not going to be nervous.
Oh, well, that's good.
I mean, I talk to people all the time at the Help Center, so there's no reason why I can't do it in front of a camera.
Right. There you go.
Thanks. This documentary is important to the Help Center. And I'm not going to let anything distract me from telling people that there's always a place to go when they need help.
Right.
Now, what did you want to tell me?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Well, I'm ready.
Florence, Mr. Cassidy said to wear everyday clothes.
These are my everyday clothes.
Yeah, if every day is Halloween.
Come on, let's go. George, isn't this going to be great?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Jefferson, where can I get a pen?
Over there. But what do you want a pen for?
For autographs.
Autographs? Whose autograph would you want?
Nobody's. Somebody might want mine.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Hi, Helen. Where's Mr. Cassidy?
Oh, he's not here yet. Louise, I just spoke to the hospital.
What hospital?
Hey, Weezy, look at this clock. Wow, I wonder what kind it is.
Probably the kind that tells time. What hospital?
Hey, it's got a radio, too, see?
Where Ruthie is.
Ruthie? What's wrong with her?
What? Hey.
Will you turn that thing off?
You mean George didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
Right after you left today, Ruthie took an overdose.
Overdose? Oh, no.
Louise, Ruthie is conscious now. She's going to be okay. But we can't visit her until tomorrow.
Oh, but why would Ruthie want to kill herself? She was just in here this morning, and I didn't talk to her. Oh, my God.
Damn. What'd she say?
She wants to be alone. George, why didn't you tell her about Ruthie?
Because I didn't want her to get upset.
But look how upset she is now.
I know you shouldn't have told her.
Oh, Miss Willis, there's a call for you on line two.
Thank you, Florence.
Florence, I need your help.
With what?
Getting Wheezy out of the bathroom.
Oh, what is the matter? Is the door stuck?
No, she got upset and she won't come out.
Okay, what did you say to her this time?
It's what I didn't say. Now, will you just go in there and tell her I wanted to come out?
Hi.
Hi.
You work here?
No, my wife Louise does.
Oh, here. I wanted to have this.
Why do you want to give her a spoon?
Because I already gave away my fork.
Well, did you talk to Louise?
Yeah, I told her you wanted to see her.
What'd she say?
She said you have a picture of her in your wallet.
Oh. What am I going to do?
I don't know, but you better do something quick, because here comes Mr. Cassidy.
Damn!
Excuse me, I'm going to go talk to him. He might ask me to stand in the background.
If he's smart, he'll ask you to stand in New Jersey. Easy! The guy from the TV show is here.
I don't care.
Look, Weezy, if you don't come out here, I'm coming in. Okay. Forgive me, Lord. Weezy.
George, what are you doing in here?
Checking for feet.
This is the ladies' room. What if somebody comes in and sees you?
I'll cover my mustache.
George, I just want to be left alone. I don't feel like talking.
Well, I do. Look, Weezy, I know how much you care about Ruthie, but what happened to her is not your fault.
Oh, yes, it is. I was so wrapped up in myself, I forgot all about Ruthie.
But she's going to be okay.
Well, this time I was lucky, but what about next time?
Look, you win some, you lose some. Take my job. You think I can get out every stain?
Oh, George.
Okay, Weezy, look. How many people have you talked to on that hotline?
Oh, I don't know.
100?
Maybe.
And out of that 100, how many have you talked out of trying to kill themselves?
Well...
all of them except Ruthie, right? Well, that's 99 out of 100. That's a good average. Hell, if you was a baseball player, you'd have your own candy bar.
I'm not talking about baseball. I'm talking about someone's life. And I almost cost Ruthie hers.
Weezy, will you listen to me?
I don't want to listen to anyone right now.
Weezy, look, come out of here. I want to talk to you. I'm giving you three to come out. One. arrested if you don't come out of here.
I'm not coming out, George.
Look, Weezy, would you stop pacing? What am I supposed to tell all those people waiting out there?
Tell them I quit.
You can't quit.
Oh, yes, I can. I had a chance to save a life, and I almost blew it.
Okay, you want to save a life, save mine, because I'm going to jump off this toilet seat and land on my head.
Oh, George, stop it.
Okay. See, Weezy, you saved my life.
George, don't you see the serious mistake I made?
But everybody makes mistakes, even me.
But in my job, I can't make a mistake.
What do you mean you can't? Who do you think you are, God? Okay, maybe you should quit. I'll just go out there and tell those people that they have to find somebody else to run the hotline. I tell them to look for somebody that's perfect. Somebody that never makes mistakes. If they can't find somebody like that, well, to hell with all the people that need help. Well, I'm getting out of here. I gotta go to the bathroom.
George, wait. Maybe you're right. I made a big mistake, but it's a mistake I'm not going to make again.
Right, Weeze. I always knew you weren't a quitter.
Thanks for coming in here and talking to me, George. It helped.
Yeah, it helped me, too. I learned something.
What did you learn?
Women write on bathroom walls, too.
Huh?
See? For a good time, call Fred.
Oh, George!
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Jefferson. I'd like to get a little information before we start shooting.
Oh, sure.
Tell me a little about your job.
Well, it's frustrating at times because we don't always succeed. But it's important for us to remember we can't get out every stain. I mean, we're not God. We're not perfect.
It must be very hard sometimes to keep up your spirits.
Yes, it is. But I'm lucky to have someone who keeps picking me up. Someone who won't let me quit.
Really? Who's that?
My husband, George. I'd like for you to meet him.
Mr. Jefferson. Let's get this on film.
Oh, come on, Mr. Jefferson.
I'm afraid to go on TV, Flunk.
Well, shoot, I ain't.
This is Focus on New York. We're here at the suicide hotline with Louise Jefferson and her husband, George.
And their wonderful housekeeper and part-time secretary, Florence Johnston.
Mr. Jefferson, do you have something you'd like to say?
Here's your spoon. Well, that's that.
Wait a minute, you mean it's over? They cut me out. You couldn't even see my face.
That's because Weezy's program is to prevent suicides, not cause them.
Well, I'm just happy they made that documentary. It should help a lot of people.
Yeah, like me. Huh? Didn't you see how good I looked on TV? It could be a whole new career for me. Who knows? Today, Focus on New York.
Tomorrow, The Gong Show.